I'm Phil Nee for WRCO. Yesterday, I attended Richland Center Ithaca's cross-country practice and spoke with the three state qualifiers, including Clayton Lee, Ryan Stadler, and Grace Fretz. You'll hear their comments this morning on WRCO Sports. Clayton Lee joins us. Clayton, how does it feel to get back to state this year?
It feels nice. It feels really good, and I'm really proud of myself.
What was your best race this year?
Probably conference. That's where I had my best time, and that's where I put it all on the line for.
What did it take at sectionals? There were some pretty fast times there, weren't there?
Yeah, there was. I just had to keep a good mindset and stay focused and really push myself.
I always wonder what goes through a runner's mind during the race. Are you just focusing on straight ahead? Or are you trying to conserve energy? Or what are some things you're talking about?
Any ways I can cut the course that I can. Any way I can just gain on that next guy that's ahead of me.
Uh-huh. What about when you're running on your own, like when you're practicing in the off season? Do you listen to music, or what goes through your mind?
I just listen to music.
Okay. You put in quite a few miles in the off season, did you?
Yeah, I put about 250 miles in over the off season.
Wow. You must love running.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you get back to state, so you've had a little experience there. What do you expect from the course, Clayton, when you get there?
There's some decent hills. I just got to stay with a pack and just keep moving up, and hopefully I can get in the top pack.
So you have Ryan there with you. Do you as teammates try to kind of look out for one another, or how do you go about it?
We look out for each other. It's fun having another person to run with, especially at state.
So you're representing at state. You've been there before. I'm sure you have some goals this year, some areas where you'd like to finish. Do you have a number in your mind?
Not really a number, but I kind of want to be with Ryan. Just finish close to him as I can.
Uh-huh. It's got to be good to have a partner and somebody in practice to push all the time too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun to have Ryan.
And you're looking at next year. Boy, you got to be optimistic for the team next year, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really excited for next year as well, having Owen coming up, and we have a really good shot at this team state as well.
Great. Good to be excited about it, and congratulations on a good year. Good luck at state.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Ryan Stadler is our guest. Ryan, congratulations on making it to state. Does it feel different than last year?
Not really. I mean, same thing, kind of same process of qualifying. I did a little better this year. We hope to get some more guys, but yeah, it was about the same.
What meet did you set your personal best this year?
My best was at Riverdale, 1653. Yeah.
That's a little bit flatter course, so that makes a little bit of a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a lot flatter. There's a lot of good times there, a lot of people. A lot of good competition, so it's a little flair. It's usually a really good PR course for the year.
You guys did so well last year. I think you kind of set really high goals for yourselves this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was high goals. You know, we were trying to win more meets, the same amount of meets, and we hoped to make it to state as a team, but ultimately fell a little short of that.
The team did suffer through a few injuries this year, didn't it?
Yeah, there were some bad weeks where we had, you know, half our runners, and some of our runners had sat out the whole season, or at the very beginning they got injured. So
you're going to state. What's the secret when you go at state, getting off to a good start?
It starts out really fast because there's just a ton of fast people there. So I'd say pace yourself for the first mile, and then just kind of hang in there the second, and give it all you got the third.
Having somebody like Clayton to run with, does that push you a little bit harder in practice each and every night?
Yes, absolutely. He's a great runner. Helps in races too. You know, we can kind of key off each other pace-wise.
I think you're involved in the musical, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to talk to you about that later this week. But, man, how do you divide your time up?
It's tough. It's tough. You know, sometimes it's like 2 hours of cross country and then 3 hours of musical after that. So, you know, you just got to work hard, I guess, persevere through it, and yeah.
It's going well. So what's the order of business this week? You guys go up and stay overnight for state, or do you just go up that morning?
Yeah, we go up the day before Friday, and then we'll go up, we'll eat lunch, maybe do a fun activity, do a small, little easy practice the day before, and then the next day we'll head over to, you know, the rapids and run.
You've had really good weather this year. It has to be feeling good that way, and it looks not too bad for Saturday too, right?
Yeah, it's looking good for Saturday. I think in the 50s somewhere, hopefully not as cold as last year, though. You know, the weather here, it's completely unpredictable. Last year was freezing. But it looks like good weather.
Sounds good. Well, good luck as you get there to state. We hope to see some really good times from you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Ryan Stadler joining us in this report from WRCO Sports. Grace Fretz joins us. Grace, congratulations on making it to state.
Thank you.
What did it take this year for you personally? Did you have to really dig deep to kind of get those goals?
Yes. I did a lot of training in the summer with my sister. Ran a lot of miles throughout the summer and just kept the work up and practice after that.
I had to wonder, having your sister on the team, did that motivate you to do better than her all the time?
It did push me a little bit more to have a little bit extra push to beat her. Uh-huh. But she was also just amazing to run with her.
Sure.
By my side.
Did she beat you, though, this year at a meet?
She did beat me once at a meet.
Uh-huh.
Basketball. So that was motivating also, but also cool because we're really close in time, so it's fun to run with her by my side.
Now, we've talked to you during the Sharks and over here at the Simons. How much does swimming, your swim background, help you running?
I feel like it does help a lot because that also takes endurance to swim. And then also when I was injured a bit in the summer, and then swimming was some cross training I could do, which was helpful.
Your first trip to state, are you a little nervous going in?
I am a bit nervous running on my own, but it will be cool to be going against such great competition. And just an awesome experience to have.
Do you tap into some of the knowledge that Ryan and Clayton have to kind of see what they've experienced there?
Yeah, and Kaylee Peterson, too. I've talked to her a few times before because she was there the last couple years, and I got to go up there with her and watch the races, so that's cool. It'd be cool to experience it on my own now.
I was going to say, as a spectator, did you sit there and think, that'd be really cool if I could be here someday?
I did. It was something that I always wanted to do. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. Last year was a really hard season, but really put in the work, and hopefully it'll go great.
What's the key if you're going to have a good race here, getting off to a good start, or you know, how do you pace yourself? How do you set it up mentally?
I usually start pretty fast, and then I slow down, which isn't the best, but that's just what's been working for me throughout the season, and just trying to keep an even pace. Not very good at that, but I usually start out faster and then slow down and then get faster on the last mile, but I don't know.
Whatever works for that individual,
whatever,
right?
Whatever works. Usually there's a lot of like excitement in the first mile, so that pushes you to go faster, and then you kind of settle into your pace for the rest of the race.
Indeed. So this is a great thing for the team and for the school and everything, and you mentioned Kaylee. She kind of set the tone, kind of set the bar high for everybody to follow and kind of get motivated, didn't she?
Yeah, she really motivated. I remember in eighth grade, I watched her just do awesome. I think it was the first really good girl runner here for a while, and that just really motivated me to work hard and try to get here.
You have some good numbers. You mentioned your sister, some underclass people, and you have some eighth graders coming in next year, so the future's pretty bright for the program.
Yeah, I think the future is going to be great. I think next year is going to be an amazing season to watch. The boys' team is going to be great. I think the girls' team is going to be awesome, too. Hopefully we win some meets.
Well, Grace, it's been a pleasure to get to know you, and good luck here this weekend at State.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you, too.
Congratulations to the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Runners. They'll be running at State in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Grace Fretz, Ryan Stadler, and Clayton Lee. The bad start to the Bucs season continued Monday night with a 119-108 loss at Boston. Milwaukee will stay on the road to play at Memphis against the Grizzlies on Thursday. Here is Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
Freddie Freeman homered for the third straight game, and Walker Buehler pitched another World Series gem as the Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2 for a 3-0 lead in the Fall Classics. No firm promises yet, but Bob Uecker might return to the broadcast booth for another Brewers season. When you pass 90 years of age, it becomes a year-to-year decision. Many Milwaukee players were disappointed when their season ended abruptly, and in many cases, that was because they wanted to get the legendary play-by-play man a World Series title. In an interview with CBS, Uecker hinted at one more season. A final decision has not been made yet. The Iowa Hawkeyes are making a change at quarterback for Saturday's home game against Wisconsin. Brendan Sullivan is listed as the first-string quarterback on the depth chart this week. The previous starter, Cade McNamara, has been inconsistent so far on the year. Here's Badgers coach Luke Fickell.
Make sure we're getting to the physicality of what it is that we need to do and knowing what it's going to be like going over to Iowa and playing another night game. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought, physical football game that, in a lot of ways, probably going to come down to the fourth quarter.
Following an MRI and a closer examination, the injury picture for Jordan Love is more optimistic, according to some. Matt LaFleur talked at his press conference yesterday about an NFL update that said that Love wasn't as bad as originally thought.
I have no idea. I'm about to go talk to Flea and Nate right after here. But he seemed like in good spirits. So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building. But we'll see.
The Packers get set for a showdown with the Lions on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.